Tell me why. 85058, you can email bacon@bbc.co.uk. Let's have that discussion after the news with Rachel Hodges.
A couple have been given life sentences for torturing and killing a 15-year-old boy who they thought was a witch. Christy Barmu was drowned in a bathtub by his sister Magali Barmu and her partner Eric Bakubi on Christmas Day in 2010. The judge said the pair had inflicted mental and physical suffering on the child. Detective Superintendent Terry Sharp is from the Met Police.
I think the sentence did reflect the brutality and sadistic cruelty inflicted upon Christy in the days leading up to his death. And to me, this case highlighted the possible impact on children who are accused of being either witches or sorcerers. And I must emphasise that child abuse in any form, including a belief in witchcraft, is never acceptable.
Two men have been convicted of taking part in the UK's biggest ever Ponzi fraud scheme worth £115 million. Kenneth Peacock and John Anderson unlawfully accepted deposits from investors, which included the former cricketer Darren Goff, with the promise of huge returns. The mastermind of the scam, Kautilya Pruti, pleaded guilty to fraud in January. The Home Secretary says talks in Jordan to discuss the deportation of Abu Qatada have been positive. Theresa May is in the country's capital, Amman, where the radical cleric is wanted on terrorism charges. The European Court previously ruled the preacher could not be extradited on human rights grounds. Peter Bone is the Conservative MP for Wellingborough.
The Jordanians are bending over backwards to be helpful. And I think when the Home Secretary comes back, there will be the reassurance needed. I don't think we need to wait for the European Court to have another look at it. If we're satisfied, our Supreme Court is already satisfied, put him on the next plane and let's worry about the court afterwards.
The body of Marie Colvin will be flown home to the US tomorrow morning. The Sunday Times reporter was killed along with the French photographer Remy Oshlik in a rocket attack in Syria last month. Vladimir Putin says claims of election fraud must be investigated. It's after international observers said there were irregularities in the Russian presidential election and it was clearly skewed in favour of Mr. Putin. Tanya Pikula is the head of the observer mission.
We would like to underline that according to our assessment, these elections were unfair. Despite some innovations in election process, we hope that they will take these remarks as an incentive to engage in a process of electoral reform, thus allowing a genuine competition in the future elections.
The government's plans for changes to the system of legal aid in England and Wales will be challenged in the House of Lords later. The coalition wants to stop the availability of legal aid for appeals against benefit decisions, claims for medical negligence, immigration cases and divorces which don't involve allegations of domestic violence. The Justice Secretary Ken Clark says the legal aid system costs taxpayers far more than in any other country in the world.
What this bill is all about is the amount of money we pay to lawyers from the amount of